KJAN Sports.
It is time for that check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at baseball from yesterday. In the National League, the Brewers avoided a three-game sweep as Julie Chassin worked six scoreless innings in a 2-1 win at St. Louis. Chassin gave up four singles and no walks, helping Milwaukee move a half game ahead of the Cardinals for second in the National League wildcard berth. Mike Moustakas put the Brew crew ahead to stay with a two-run double in the third inning of that contest yesterday. That was a game heard here on KJAN. Elsewhere in the National League, Cincinnati beat San Francisco 11-4, Pittsburgh over Chicago by a final of 2-1 in 11 innings. It was Colorado topping Atlanta 4-2, Miami beat Washington 2-1, 12-1 make that, Arizona topping San Diego 4-3, and the Mets over Philadelphia by an 8-2 final. In the American League, the White Sox received seven shutout innings from their bullpen while turning a 6-0 deficit into a 7-6 triumph at Kansas City. Omar Narváez homered and drove in the go-ahead run with a fifth-inning single. Avisail Garcia and Tim Anderson also homered in Chicago's fourth win in five games. Elsewhere in the American League, the Yankees beat Toronto 10-2, Tampa Bay over Boston 2-0, Cleveland beat Baltimore 8-0, Minnesota over Detroit 5-4, Texas beating the LA Angels 4-2, Houston beat Oakland 9-4. In interleague play, the Dodgers over Seattle 12-1. In other baseball news, Cubs right-hander Yu Darvish lasted just one inning in his rehab start with the Class A South Bend squad, casting doubt on his availability for the rest of the year. Darvish shook his arm as he left the field after striking out Great Lakes' Romer Cuadrado with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball for the last out of the first on Sunday. When he warmed up for the second inning, he threw six pitches and winced on each one. The 32-year-old Darvish signed a six-year, $126 million contract with Chicago in February and made just eight starts with the Cubs, going 1-3 with a 4.95 ERA. He's been sidelined by triceps and elbow injuries. Indians outfielder Leonis Martin has been released from the Cleveland Clinic after being treated for a life-threatening infection. Martin became ill after a game on August 8th. Doctors determined he had a bacterial infection that entered his bloodstream and created toxins that damaged his internal organs. Doctors will continue to monitor his recovery. The Twins have placed right-hander Irvin Santana on the 10-day disabled list and reinstated outfielder Robbie Grossman from the DL. The Twins also recalled right-hander Alan Bucinitz from AAA Rochester. Touted pitching prospect Michael Kopech will make his Major League debut with the White Sox Tuesday at home against Minnesota. The 22-year-old is one of the top arms in Chicago's loaded minor league system. Kopech is 7-7 with a 370 earned run average and 24 starts with AAA Charlotte this season, striking out 170 in 126 and a third innings. The Cubs will face the Pirates in next year's Little League Classic, August 18th on Bowman Field on August 18th of 2019. The Cubs and the Pirates will attend Little League World Series games earlier in the day next year. In football news, the Kansas City Chiefs have signed veteran cornerback Orlando Scandrick to a one-year contract that could be worth up to $1.5 million, filling an area of need after an offseason overhaul of their secondary. The longtime Cowboys cornerback inked a two-year, $10 million deal with the Redskins in March, but was released on Tuesday. He fills the roster spot in Kansas City that Robert Golden opened up upon release Wednesday. Bills quarterback A.J. McCarron is getting a second opinion to determine the severity of an injury to his throwing shoulder. Coach Sean McDermott said he couldn't provide an update on McCarron because tests on his right shoulder were not totally conclusive. Meanwhile, Bills veteran defensive tackle Kyle Williams is in jeopardy of missing the start of the regular season with a knee injury. The Bengals have released safety George Ioka, clearing the way for rookie Jesse Bates III to move into a starting role. Ioka has been sharing time during preseason games with Bates, a second-round pick out of Wake Forest who was given a chance to win the job at the outset. Two people with knowledge of the diagnosis say Cowboys right guard Zach Martin has no structural damage in his hyperextended left knee and should be ready for the opener. Martin was injured in the second quarter of the preseason opener. Well, the University of Iowa volleyball team is in the final week of preparation for the upcoming season. Boyd Szymanski is in his fifth year leading that squad.
There's two things that I know at the start of every season. One is that we're going to be better than the year before, and two is that we have a lot of different parts. So it's been an enjoyable preseason for us, and now we're T-minus getting our team ready to go out there and compete.
He says finding out how all the parts fit together is key before they get into the Big Ten season.
It's the strongest conference in the country, but this year more than ever, it's very different. You have teams that were toward the top last year that graduated a lot of starters, and probably case in point would be Michigan State in graduated their entire starting lineup. That's pretty rare when that happens.
Szymanski says his team should be able to take advantage of the changes to improve their standing.
When I first got here, we really had to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps. We were constantly at the bottom of the league, and now we've kind of find ourselves in that 8-9 spot a lot. And now we need to make another step forward.
He expects them to take some momentum from their success the last 2 years.
Back-to-back winning seasons seep into the way that the players think of themselves, how they carry themselves, how they train, the discipline that they have, but also just the belief. They go out there and expect to win when they play, and it takes a while to convince them that that's what they're capable of. And my belief is not nearly as important as theirs. And when they believe in themselves and each other, then they tend to get good things done.
Iowa opens up their season August 25th against SMU in Nashville, Tennessee. In golf, Brant Snedeker has won the Wyndham Championship for his ninth PGA Tour title 3 days after opening with an 11-under par 59. Snedeker closed with a 65 for a three-stroke victory over C.Y. Pan and Webb Simpson. Snedeker secured that win with a birdie on 18 after Pan double bogeyed the hole. Bart Bryant made a 25-foot birdie putt on the final hole to win the Dick's Sporting Goods Open for the second time in 6 years on the senior tour. Bryant closed with a 7-under 65 to set up 16-under for the tournament, one shot better than second-round leader Michael Bradley. Bryant made 6 birdies in a 9-hole stretch from the 3rd to the 11th hole. He also had 6 straight pars before the winning birdie putt on the par 4 18th. A note locally in golf, the Southwest Iowa Ryder Cup tournament in Atlantic for today at Nishna Hills Golf Course. Well, look outside. That's been canceled for today. That was pretty obvious, wasn't it? And in racing news, Alexander Rossi was the winner at Pocono Raceway in a race marred by a violent wreck that sent IndyCar rookie Robert Wickens to the hospital. Rossi raced to his 3rd victory of the season for Andretti Autosport in 2nd straight. He also won on the streets of Long Beach in April and the Mid-Ohio Road Course 3 weeks ago. Wickens is being treated for injuries to his lower extremities, right arm, and spine following an accident 6 laps into the race. IndyCar said the Canadian sustained a pulmonary contusion. He'll undergo an MRI and probable surgery today after that spinning wreck yesterday. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.